Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
So a new study has revealed another weird thing that us millennials are doing. I love these studies. And I guess we're just blaming it on Instagram, by the way. Why not, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, it's how we live our lives now. Yeah. These social media handles.
The times.
So does this shock you that millennial parents are now picking baby names based on the social media handle being available on Instagram?
Wow. Man, amazing. Hilarious, but respect. I understand it.
I can't wait for the first name to have an underscore in it.
So it's interesting. They're picking names that are quirky, unique, spelling it like crazy ways. Names like Paisley and Brussel with two S's and two L's, just so that Instagram handle doesn't have to have 30 underscores, 12, 32, 83, bunny, sexy, something, you know?
That's how I respect our man Juice WRLD, man. He spelled world wrong so he could get the handle, right?
Also, Youngblood, who we interviewed recently, yeah, that's hanging out with Halsey. It's Youngblood, it's Y-U- N-G-B-L-U-D.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I guarantee, like, early on, they were like, ah, I want O-O-D. Use available. Well, I guess I'll just change everything.
You know what, though? I regret my underscore in my Instagram handle every single day.
Mm. Chelsea, you know, here's the thing. Us that were, like, in our early 30s, right? Like, we were a part of, like, when Instagram was launching, mm-hmm, so we had first dibs on it.
Yeah.
Why did you use the underscore on Chelsea Briggs?
I think I thought it was cool or something. Like, yeah. And then I went back to claim it later and it was gone. And then I did the same thing on Twitter and I actually went to change it, but realized then like all your old tweets are deleted.
Yeah.
And it was like this whole drama because I was working with a brand and then someone, it was the whole thing. Anyways, I learned my lesson, but like I get it because I feel like you want to give your kids the option to have an Instagram handle that works,
well,
right?
I think the reason you did the underscore is because initially when social media started, you felt uncomfortable running the whole name together.
Yeah.
Now
yeah,
that's just natural. Like, oh, it's totally, just like your name, first name, last name, no space, whatever. I think back in the day, because I used to do it with emails too, where it's like,
yeah,
I can't figure out what your name is if it's all one word.
Can't wait to hear from you that is listening right now. How crazy did you have to get on your social media handle, like the name, just because you have such a super common name? Like, if your name is Maria or Jose or Brian.
Oh, my God. I want to punch my parents for that.
Or Alex. That's why you use Mook Comedy.
Yeah, because Brian is such a boring name. Like,
yeah,
no one wants to hang out with Brian. Brian, that guy's safe, man. He knows how to do your taxes.
Give us a call or shoot us a text. How crazy did you have to get on social media just on the handle because you have such a common name? 877-971-HITS. I had to throw the I in the middle of my name. Edgar I. Sotelo, which is for I. Ivan, and I went to Edgar Sotelo, and he's got like two followers and never posts. I'm like, really, bro?
Come on.
I know.
Really?
Don't you want to approach that situation when you find someone with your exact name and you feel like they're misrepresenting your, like, your Edgar Sotelo brand as a group, and you want to treat it like the Highlander? Like, you want to email him like, there can be only one, bro. I will fight you for that handle.
Let's go. All right, coming up next, can't wait to get your calls and texts, 877-971-HITS.
We got one from Jasmine. She spells, Jasmine's taken in every single spelling. No one ever finds me. So I have mine is J422Y.
What? So the four is like an A for Jasmine?
Yes,
that's hilarious.
We got Samantha in Long Beach. She said that her first name's super common, but her dad accidentally misspelled her middle name on her birth certificate, so she goes with that. It's like, way to turn that into lemonade.
Nice.
We got one from Max. He says, my name was super common in my Jewish neighborhood growing up, so I just went with a weird one, at eating burgers.
That's pretty good, though.
And now
I
get weird looks because I'm a personal trainer. It's on business card. So.
There you go. Let's go to our phone lines. Brittany from Rancho. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, I'm just so happy your name is Brittany for social media.
You and 900,000 other people in Southern California.
No, in Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah.
So how crazy did you have to get, Britt?
Well, so my name is very common, but the spelling I thought was like, okay, this is a sure thing because I spelled my name with an I. No. I was like searching, like, oh my gosh, why are there so many Britneys with an I? why weren't these people around when I was growing up? So I was so pissed. At first, I had like three eyes, and then my dad's like, "That's really weird." And then, once I got married, I changed it because my husband has like this really weird Hispanic like last name. Sure enough, nobody had it. So I was like, "Okay, cool."
Wow. That's great. You had to marry into Instagram originality.
I did.
So what's your social media handle
yeah,
now, Brittany?
What is it?
So now it's Britt, B-R-I-T, Berdeguez, B-E-R-D-E-G-U-E-V.
That's good. You found the one.
I did.
That's a funny concept. So. I'm going to do that next time I'm at the bar and some guy hits on me. I'm going to be like, wait, what's your last name real fast? Make sure the Instagram handle's available with my name in front of it.
We won't make a good collabo name. No thanks.
Sorry, bye. Brittany, we love you, but we love your husband even more for having that unique Latino last name.
Thanks, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Whoa.
Later.
Bye, you guys.
Maria from Glendale.
I can't imagine what your problem was.
Maria, how crazy did you have to get on your social media handle because you have such a common name? Maria, is your middle name Guadalupe by any chance?
Yeah, almost.
I knew it.
I do have like five last names too.
Maria Guadalupe Rodriguez Gonzalez de
La Paz.
There it is. I guessed it.
Three.
That's funny.
So what's your social media handle now, Maria?
Oh, my God. So I'm Maria Marie. So it took me forever to get, obviously, Maria Marie. So I had to do Maria, 2 underscores, Marie, and underscore again.
Jeez.
All the underscores.
God.
Maria.
Yes.
Love you, girl. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. The struggle's real. So the hashtag for my daughter in 2 years, which is Ariela Sotelo, and that's one L on Sotelo and Ariela. Chelsea, you said 1,500?
1,500.
I'm going to go under. Like, if we're doing Prices Right, I'm going $14.99.
Hey, you just changed it.
It's 1,004 posts.
I got it!
Yes!
In 2 years. Brian, you win.
Winner!
97.1
AMP.
AMP
Radio.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.